pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hello, everyone. Before we start, I'd like to announce the procedures. There's a copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414, posted in the back wall. Prior to turning to the agenda for today's meeting, I would like to announce a procedure that will be used with respect to each agenda item. The directors will hear the subcommittee chair's report with their proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given an opportunity to address the board chair. Lastly, the directors will discuss the items and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board's chairman. We ask that the public not interrupt the director's discussion in action. Thank you. Turning to the agenda. A quorum call.
Bonnet.
Present.
Bradley.
Here.
Conley.
Here.
Davidson.
Here.
Fowler. Pennington.
Here.
Jack.
Here.
Caesar.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
Chairman.
Here. Now, item four, the adoption of the agenda.
So moved. Second.
So a motion and a second. Roll call.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Hi.
Davidson.
Yes.
Pennington.
Yes.
Jeff. Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes. Adoption of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
So a motion and a second. Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Hi.
Davidson.
Yes.
Pennington.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes. We have proof of publication here. Agency and Association presentation, Natural Resources Conservation Service report is written. Nebraska Association of Resource Districts, John Winkler.
Did you want to do the conference, Rich, or you want me to do it?
Go ahead.
Okay, so the NARD annual conference is September 23rd and 24th in Kearney. For those interested in attending, please send your information to Gene to get you signed up for that. Director Tease and I met with the governor and all the other districts, general managers, and representative from their board. That was last week. The summary of the meeting was, obviously very pleased with the aquifer. We obviously have the largest aquifer in the world, and the levels of that, and continuing to have a sustainable water supply. He was very complimentary of the NRD system and all the things that we do. His goal, obviously, is to grow Nebraska. It's more value-added ag type of focus that he had and that he spoke to us about. And also the collection of data, making data-driven decisions instead of estimates or guesses, but to have that data, hard data available. He wants to create a standard in Nebraska. He did obviously mention that one of his good friends is the governor of Oklahoma, and the governor of Oklahoma was upset that they were ranked 10th in the country for accessing state or outside revenue from the feds. And then he asked Governor Pillen, what's wrong with Nebraska? We're 49th out of 50. Across the state. So Governor Pillen made a comment that we are not going to be ranked behind Oklahoma in anything, including accessing outside funds. So that was his challenge to us, obviously, is to leverage as many resources as we can using federal funds as much as possible. And he's challenged other state agencies to do that as well. So other than that, it was a very good meeting. He indicated we should, continue regular communications, and I think everyone afterwards actually was relieved because no one really knew what the gist of the conversation was going to be or the discussion. Had very frank discussion, and it was very positive. So Rich, I don't know if you had anything to add.
Well, he did say he was in favor of the Perkins Canal, which kind of, we learned earlier that he might oppose it, but he came out and said that, but he was misquoted and he's in favor, so I'm very pleased about that. It's a lot of water.
So other than that, that's it.
All right. Thank you for that.
Did he bring up the biofuels plant?
No, he didn't really talk about any specific project, but he did mention that obviously we don't want to take just anything. He did mention a proposal that was going to, it was about a $2 billion project, but he asked what they were going to bring to Nebraska, and the jobs weren't that many, and the reason they came is because of free water, was their comment, quote unquote. And so he says, well, basically he turned down the project because it didn't bring enough value to Nebraska, and it he thought damaged our natural resources. So he mentioned that, didn't mention what it was, who it was. He just used that as an example of, we're just not going to take anything that shows up. We're going to be more selective in our economic development efforts. So, but nothing specific.
All right, agenda item 9, our public input. Legislative report is a written report.
It's attached.
Excuse me. Item number 9 is public input for the Papillion, Missouri Natural Resource District fiscal year 25 budget. It's John Winkler. We're going to limit comments to 3 minutes on this.
Okay, you ready? Okay, so again, this is our second draft of our budget. And I did put together a fact sheet for everybody we put together every year. We're requesting a property tax requirement of $31,497,101. The total requirement, $118,267,265. For an anticipated tax levy of 0.031324, although that's based off 2.5% increase in the assessed value, which we know will be higher than that. We just don't know what it is. We based it off of 7.5% in some of these estimates. But this will be the 19th out of 20 years that we've reduced our levy or kept it static. 13 years we've reduced it, 6 years we've kept static. So this year's proposed budget funds the minimum of operations of the district and satisfies its pre-approved obligations, which are written in contracts, purchase agreements, and interlocal agreements, as well as meets the statutory obligations of the NRD system. Despite these overwhelming budgetary challenges, the district continued to invest in vitally important maintenance, as well as explores up-to-date technology and processes to reduce our costs and improve efficiency. The proposed budget is balanced and calls for a reduced mill levy from last year. Once again, the district has either reduced or kept its mill levy static for 19 of the last 20 years. One thing to note, again, the NRD was awarded over $20 million of various state and federal funds this year alone for projects and programs. And the NRD self-insured health and dental insurance risk pool experienced a 0% increase once again this year. So it's 2 years in a row. So obviously that helps to reduce cost. Inflationary pressures seem to have eased from last year. However, maintenance materials continue to increase. As well as liability insurance, especially property and the risk insurance. So it's a double-edged sword there. We are expecting, we've talked to many contractors. I just had a conversation with Hawkins during the ribbon cutting. The economy is slowing, and we think that, or at least we're anticipating, we may get some better bids on projects. So this may be a time to get out there and start putting some projects on the street. They indicated that they're slow. A lot of the other contractors are slow, and obviously they're willing to sharpen their pencils for some projects. So then I'll just turn it over to a public hearing.
3 minutes, John.
Sorry.
So, thank you. Sean, please state your name and address.
Sean Malotz, 10404 North 132nd Street. To begin, I do appreciate the board recognizing the need to increase conservation assistant programs without increasing the property tax requirement. As respectfully requested and discussed at last, at the subcommittee meeting, this program should be made available to repair farmland such as terraces and other things damaged by the recent storms. I further simply request on behalf of landowners that these reimbursements are made available through Papio NRD direct funding, i.e. with as minimal paperwork as possible and as quickly as possible. Turning to the proposed draft, what you have in front of you is my testimony along with some exhibits to support what I'm discussing in my testimony. Exhibit A deals with the fact that there is actually an increase in tax revenue that's going to be collected, and it's an over a $1.4 million increase from $31.5 million from $30.1 million. That's almost a 5% increase, and it equates to nearly an 8% increase based on 2 years ago. With that, I'd like to respectfully acknowledge and ask that conservative directors make appropriate motions to adjust expenditures and decrease the property tax requirements. I have over $9 million worth of suggested items that could possibly be cut from the budget. On Exhibit B, the general maintenance of the building went up $180,000 from $280,000. I don't know, there was minimal explanation on it, but I would ask that that get reviewed and possibly cut. Also, as I see, you continually budget and over budget and have cash reserves. Maybe now's the time to minimize the cash reserves that's within the budget as well. I know they're available to have. That doesn't mean you need to take them and use them. On page 5, there's 3 projects that continually just show up in the budget year after year after year, probably in the last 20 years that I've watched this. I would ask that these be considered to be removed. On page 14 of the budget, which is on Exhibit C, I see there is almost a $1 million increase in the culvert rehab. I don't know if that's actually projects that are going to get done during this fiscal year, and if they're not, then this budget should probably be reduced by that. Same on page 16 of the budget on Exhibit C. There's 8 programs that have continually carried over. I made a note from what fiscal year they have been carried over from. And one of the bigger things that concerns me is on Exhibit D. It's page 20 of the budget. And it's the fact that there's $370,000 that is a deficit in the water quality programs, and it appears to be South Sarpy area. I think I would ask that the South Sarpy County Stormwater Partnership contribute back to this organization for that when they're carrying over $2 million in their cash reserves. I also would ask, I didn't go through specific numbers, but it might be a time now to review how many dollars you are spending on engineering fees. It's atrocious. The year I did look at it was over several million dollars. Lastly, I'd like to point to the watershed reserve. This is kind of a stickler with me for a lot of reasons, not only personally, but just in the budget. I just think it's egregious that this board continually openly over budgets $7 million to that fund and holds excess cash in that fund year after year after year. I think this year, the reserve, if you look at the last page of Exhibit E, there's over $23 million, almost $24 million that is being continuously added to this. In light of the recent storms, perhaps there needs to be a restudy of the need for several of these structures and perhaps look at different, less intrusive, less costly measures than continually building dams that A, are creating more budget issues because of the need for sediment dams to catch the sediment coming into the major dams, and just the general maintenance of them. By adjusting the items that I've reviewed just here tonight, that's a $9 million decrease in the taxes, which would lower your levy to 2.2, and it's almost a 30% decrease in property tax. I'm respectfully requesting that a copy of my testimony and the exhibits be included with the recorded written minutes of the Papua NRD August 24 board meeting. Thank you for the opportunity to outline my suggestions for lowering property tax revenues and requirements. And if you have any questions or comments, I would love to be available to provide some feedback.
Thank you, John. Anyone else from the public?
Good afternoon, Doug Kagan, 416 South 130th Street, representing Nebraska Taxpayers for Freedom. Every year when we analyze your budget, we notice the same budgetary faults. You can boast that your tax levy remains the same, yet your budget gobbles up $1.4 million more in property taxes. Taxpayers are concerned about their total taxes, not the tax rate. Again, the NRD spends a lesser percentage than appropriated for categories like flood control. You carried over $29.4 million in fiscal year 2025 unspent funds that could offer tax relief. Expenditures listed in previous annual budgets continually appear in proposed budgets, glaringly showing that previous monies appropriated never expended. Hoarding expended funds while requesting additional appropriations is constant in this budget. The projected property valuation increases of 2.5% are much lower than the 7% figure used by other taxing authorities. You continue to appropriate millions for expensive dams along the watershed, though low-impact development offers a much cheaper alternative. Your budget contributes $7 million, 22% of your total taxes collected, for prospective dams not yet built, but after already putting away $3 million in the fiscal year 2023 budget, thus boosting the tax load. Compounding the problem is that the NRD is building small retention dams, which also require maintenance to stop silting in the larger impoundments. Bond payments for dam building consume 21% of your total revenues. An overly generous $150,000 appropriation for employee service awards. The NRD expends tax dollars on non-basic items and services, such as pollinator habitat, sponsorships, calendars, promotional items. Taxpayer dollars spent on programs and services not germane to the main NRD purpose, like Celebrate Trees. The list continues. Lands previously purchased by the NRD for future dams maintained by the NRD, despite revenue that could have accrued by leasing the land for farming. Expected outside revenue is not forthcoming or not collected, leaving deficits in your budget. The NRD continues to spend taxpayer money on area city projects unrelated to the NRD mission, such as disc golf courses, band shells, causing much deficit spending. Deficit spending appears to increase every fiscal year. This budget anticipates federal funding in specific amounts, though such funding to localities is decreasing. The NRD is paying for trail repairs for which cities are responsible. The district continues to build trails through urban communities while existing trails lack sufficient maintenance. The district not necessarily retains large amounts of cash on hand, which it carries over year after year, monies never expended. The NRD has not pressured its partners in the watershed to pay their annual dues, causing underfunding for this group and its operating reserve. So, this faulty budgeting causes higher property taxes for residents and results in gross waste of taxpayer revenue on non-essential projects and unneeded dams that benefit mostly private developers. Therefore, we urge this board and administration to work with us taxpayers to reconstitute your budgets to concentrate on NRD main objectives and relieve some of the property tax burden on NRD residents. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else from the public? All right, we have a public hearing on the acquisition of real property for the Sorensen and Gerard Trail Connection. John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do I have that in here, Gene? The hearing packet? Yeah, there was in the packet here. Oh, Fred, you stole my packet. Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. We'll open the hearing at 4:20 PM. The evidence of proof of publication of the hearing notice is attached and part of the record. Item four, explanation of the purpose of the hearing, Brent Meyer.
Thank you, General Manager Winkler. This hearing is being conducted in compliance with Nebraska Revised Statutes, Section 25-2504 and Section 2-3234.04. At this hearing, the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District will explain the nature and necessity of the Sorensen to Gerard Trail connection, the reason for selecting this particular location, and the necessary considerations for establishing this recreational trail. Each owner of property to be acquired by the district has the right to be represented by an attorney and to negotiate and accept or reject the offer made by the district for the proposed acquisition. The proposed land acquisition is from a perceived willing seller. However, it has the right to require such damages be determined pursuant to the procedures for acquisition by eminent domain. At this hearing, the district will hear and consider any objections from any person. Thank you.
Thank you, Brent. Agenda item five is identification of the exhibits, a list of exhibits. Exhibit one's the agenda itself. Exhibit two is the proof of publication of the hearing notice affidavit, which was published in the Omaha World Herald July 29th and August 1st of 2024. Exhibit three is a trail corridor map, and exhibit four is the parcel map. Agenda item six, explanation and purpose of the scope of the project, Eric Williams.
Thank you. The Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District is proposing the Sorensen to Gerard Connection Project, which is generally located north of the intersection of Sorensen Parkway at 72nd Street in Omaha, Nebraska. The purpose of this project is to construct a trail which will provide recreation, active transportation, including walking, running, and cycling, and access to natural resources for public use. The location of this trail was selected based on the community benefits that will come from making improvements along a former railroad corridor. This route is desirable as a trail based on the physical characteristics of the area and connectivity to locations of community interest. For this project, it is necessary to acquire property for the construction, operation, and maintenance of the trail. The district proposes to acquire fee simple title and or permanent and temporary easements in, on, over, and across lands required for the Sorensen to Gerard Connection Project. The district is looking to acquire approximately 3.4 acres of property for this project through fee title. The trail length will be approximately 0.77 miles. We have a copy of the map of the trail corridor, but you have physical copies of the map of the corridor, correct? Okay, great. The new trail will connect from the existing trail along the north side of Sorensen Parkway under 72nd Street to the existing public sidewalk on the south side of Gerard Street. An interlocal agreement with the City of Omaha and Allegiant Health specifying rights and responsibilities for the design, construction, ownership, operation, and maintenance has been approved by the Papio Energy Board and by Allegiant and is in the process of approval by the City of Omaha. The trail will be maintained by the City in the same manner as other trails within city jurisdiction. Trail rules signage will be included with the project along with wayfinding to help users understand and follow proper use guidelines. There are no anticipated hazards to public to private real property adjacent to the trail. The identified property to the west of 72nd Street is privately owned, and representatives of the owner have been notified of the date, time, and location of this public hearing. The anticipated cost of acquisition of real property is approximately $50,000. The acquisition is from a willing seller. Eminent domain may be used if there is not a willing seller and good faith negotiations are not successful.
Thank you, Eric. Agenda item seven is received testimony and statements. Is there anyone in the public to provide any testimony or statement on this project? Second time? Third and final?
See no one.
Agenda item eight is a reception of the exhibits, and we will adjourn the hearing at 4:24 PM. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. We'll turn to item 11, subcommittee reports. A is Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee, Director Fred Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. 11A1, be resolved that the minutes of the August 6, 2024 meeting of the Program, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 11A1, USGS groundwater quality presentation. This was a presentation. No action was taken by the subcommittee. 11A2, agreement with Omni on Little Papio R14 replacement. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed cost share agreement with OMG Midwest Inc., DBA Omni Engineering, for replacement of the Little Papio Creek Levee Channel project, $253,656, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Is there any discussion from the public? Directors? Roll call.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
Item 11A3, grant agreement with NRCS for the Davis Creek Watershed WFPO project. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed notice of grant agreement award with the Natural Resource Conservation Service for the watershed work plan for the Davis Creek Watershed WFPO project in an amount of $900,853, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by the district legal counsel, and I so move.
Is there any comment for the public? Directors? Roll call, please.
Davidson.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Chairman.
Yes.
Item 11A11-4, amendment number one with JEO Consulting Group for the Davis Creek Watershed WFPO, amendment number one with JEO Consulting Group for the Davis Creek Watershed WFPO project in an amount not to exceed $803,980, bringing the total contract not to exceed amount to $832,510, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Does anyone from the public wish to comment? Directors? Roll call, please.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
And that completes my report, Chairman.
Thank you, Chair. This subcommittee report, item B, Finance Expenditures and Legal Subcommittee, Larry Bradley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the August 6, 2024 meeting of the Finance Expenditure and Legal Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Item number one, fiscal year 2025 budget draft two. Recommendation that the FY 2025 draft budget be forwarded for review at the September 10th, 2024 budget hearing, with the provision that the general manager be authorized to make necessary adjustments once final figures are available to achieve compliance of state statutes regarding the LID. No action taken on this item necessary at this time.
Oh, Larry, you have to approve the budget.
Okay.
So, yeah. We ask for comments.
To move forward. Yeah.
Okay. As you were, Chair, I forward that item to you.
Would you like to comment? State your name and address. You have a hand up? Thank you.
I asked to address the board today. Well, first, my name is Mike Nicholas, 17534 Madison Street.
Thank you.
And I'm asking to address the full board today with regards to a decision that was made back in March 2024 of this year regarding gully erosion on a property I own in the Northern Hills Environmental Overlay District.
That's not a budget issue.
Decision made by John.
It's not a budget issue. We're talking about this current budget.
Do you want me to come back up? I assume.
It should be on the agenda. We have an open.
I signed up on the agenda.
It's not a specific agenda.
It's not an agenda. It's an address at the board meeting.
I mean, that's the first I've seen this.
We'll need time to.
It's a complaint form, so it needs to go through the process.
Yeah, so typically the public comment has to relate to the agenda item. This is the budget, unless it's about the budget or.
Okay, is there a time? I signed up to speak to the board. Is there a time during this meeting for me to do that?
There's a time to talk about the issues on the agenda, but not in public.
No public discussion?
Yeah, you can request for it to be added to the next agenda.
Well, let me make that request then.
Okay.
Verbally.
Did you go through the complaint process?
Yes.
Okay.
It's all right there.
Okay. So yeah, so let's work with you and then we'll get it on the next agenda, make sure then everybody's briefed and.
Okay.
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 Sorry about that. I thought you were talking about a specific budget item when I talked to you. I didn't know it was about an erosion issue, so.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll put you on the next agenda, which will be back here again next month.
Hold on, sir. Is the nature of your testimony today about the program and something it's doing or not doing?
Well, you made a decision back in March.
I don't want you to get into it yet. I just want to make sure if it's on the agenda or not. Is there a specific program that we fund in our budget that you're going to talk
about? That I want to address?
That
erosion control.
That it's not doing something? It should be doing more or doing less? Is that something?
You could be doing more.
Generally speaking.
You're doing less. Only 13% of your erosion control budget is actually used by you. 66% of your property tax revenues come from Douglas County.
Hold on. I'm on your side. Hold on.
She's trying to lead you.
I think this is relevant to the budget, so I think we give him his 3 minutes and let him talk about it today. If we need to spend more or less on this program, then we should. This is it. If we're not funding something enough, that's something we need to know before we fund the budget. So my position would be we give them the 3 minutes and let them talk about it.
If the comments are about funding or lack of funding for a program, that's fine. If it's not a specific complaint, that's something else.
Well, I imagine it's a lack of funding on your choice. You have the revenue, which your budget points out.
So I guess my guidance to the board would be general comments about the program and funding or lack of funding, that's fine. But if he gets into a specific issue with respect to his property, that's a little bit too detailed and probably should be looked into for the next board.
Does that work for your comments today?
To keep my comments based to.
Generally on
just
the
budget.
Budget of that.
Just general budget, okay.
Items
I mean, I can do that.
Specific, we can request next month to be on the agenda.
Okay. Let's do that. But in looking at the budget, I see that only 13% of the monies allocated for erosion control were expended. And now you're asking for an additional $500,000 for next year's budget. But yet you're only spending 13% of what you've been allocated for last year. And what I'm talking about revolves around the Northern Hills Environmental Overlay District. A very sensitive area with regards to gully erosion, and my issue revolves around gully erosion, and you have a program that covers soil erosion. But yet you're saying it only applies to ag areas, yet 66% of your property tax revenue comes from Douglas County, which is primarily residential, not agriculture. I think you need to do more to give back to the local community, especially when you've got a sensitive environmental district that is riddled with gully erosion that nobody really wants to pay attention to. And if you want to further explore it, winter's coming. When everything dies, that's when you really see it. I look forward to next month.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Excuse me?
Larry made the motion for the...
Okay, so for item one? I so move for item one.
Directors, have any discussion?
I had a question.
Yes.
Are we voting on the budget as is to move forward, or, and there are no further changes that can be made in the budget, or what are we saying here?
The final adoption is in September, so, I mean, we can modify it from there, but this would be the second draft that would be forwarded to September for a vote.
For clarification, can you direct me to the budget where erosion control is?
I think he's referring to the CAP program, which would be a rural program. I mean, so again, it's hard to see where this would fit until we work with him to find out, because it appears John Zog, who is a field rep for the Papio, has looked at this and has issued an opinion from the district of where this, of this specific issue. So I think when the gentleman comes back again in September, we can have Mr. Zog here and work with Mr. Schumacher, whoever, Eric, on the, what program would fit this particular issue. This is an urban erosion issue, then it fits a different program than the CAP and the conservation assistance program. So, yeah, so we can't use, right, we can't use CAP money. I mean, the CAP money is for those rural areas. Then we have the urban program that has those, so we'll have to see exactly where this fits in and what we can do to help, if there is. So, like I said, this is the first time I've seen it, so I have no idea where it is, what's the issue is, and how we can fix it. So we'll get Mr. Zog in the month between now and when he comes back, and then we'll see what we can do. So.
And on that line, just a general statement that I want to clarify. If there is a change that we wish to make as directors, it's kind of a line item. We always do a line item amendment to the budget for whatever discovery that we may want, or increase or decrease funds. I want to assure that come September, before we approve the final budget, or even now, if there is a change in numbers, we can request an amendment, line item amendment, and then vote on the line item, and then ultimately vote on the budget if it's amended. Is that understood?
Is it in the subcommittee?
No, in the board.
In the board meeting. But subcommittee, you could address it.
Yeah. Everyone understand what? We've been doing this for quite a while, but we don't want to jeopardize the approval of the budget, because we have to send it in by the end of September. But if there are particular dollars that should be increased or decreased, we can offer amendments to the proposed budget that should
certainly
be passed.
Certainly
today.
Offer amendments, but yeah. Line item.
And we vote on the
amendments. Up or down, of course, as a board.
Thank you.
Just had one comment as well for allowing directors to take comments at this time. Yeah. In this type of issue, at citizens that shouldn't have any problem looking up to see who's exactly the represents their district, and then contact that person, and then, you know, have them also work with them as well. So every district director I know on this board is pretty open and willing to listen to their constituents. So by all means, find that, you know, who your director is, and talk to them about what issues you may have. And they can also lobby for you, you know, the issue on the board. So
thank you. Roll call.
Yes.
Teason.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bunnan.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Abstain.
And Chairman.
Yes. And then do you have another item?
I sure do.
Two.
Item two, Missouri River Levy System Unit R616-R613 OPPD Right-of-Way Easement. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed right-of-way easement for the Missouri River Levy System Unit R16-R613 Right-of-Way with Omaha Public Power District, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as deformed by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any comment by the public?
I just thought we did not pay for these poles to be moved.
Okay.
Just because you had that question, so.
Yeah, just was curious if we had to pay for the poles. Directors have any comment? Roll call, please.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Hi.
Davidson.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
All right. Item number three, license agreement with NDOT for I-80 widening. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the right-of-way license agreement with the Nebraska Department of Transportation for construction of improvements to the Interstate 80 Highway Bridge, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as deformed by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Is there any comment by the public? Directors? Roll call, please.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Hi.
Davidson.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes. Item 12, Treasurer's Report, Patrick Bonnet.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to take items A through I. Both of them, all-inclusive. And be it further resolved that the treasurer is authorized to pay from the respective operating accounts of the Washington County, Dakota County, Thurston County Water Supply System, the Elkhorn River Stabilization Project, the Elk Pigeon Creek Drainage Project, Western Sarpy County Drainage Project, Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership, and the Southern Sarpy Watersheds Partnership Projects. Bills listed on the July 2024 financial report and future claims for project utilities. Be it further resolved that the financial reports be affixed to and made part of the minutes, and I so moved.
Any comment by the public? Directors? Roll call, please.
Bonnet.
Hi.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Hi.
Davidson.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes. Item 13, the chairman's report. Got to figure out who that is. Item A, we've been notified of the resignation of Director Sapinski. Phil vacancy in sub-district 10. Is there a item to read here?
You need to accept the resolution, or accept the resignation, excuse me.
We've accepted his.
But yeah, you'd vote on it.
Okay, so.
Need a motion and a second.
We need a motion to accept the resignation.
So moved.
Second.
Do you have any discussion? Roll call, please.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Hi.
Davidson.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes. 13A is the chairman's resolution regarding a board vacancy. Be it resolved that the following resolution is hereby adopted and approved. Excuse me?
We just voted on that.
I thought we voted to accept the resignation. We just voted to accept the resignation, I believe. Okay.
Point of order.
So the process for filling the board vacancy created by the resignation of Director Kevin Sapinski, the general manager is hereby authorized to direct, is direct and directed to contact newspapers serving sub-district 10 with the text of a public notice of board vacancy and request publication of notice on August 12th, August 19th of 2024. This notice shall include the request for interested person or persons to submit applications to fill the vacancy on or before the 29th of 2024. General manager is also hereby authorized to direct and directed to provide official written notice of the board vacancy to the Secretary of State as provided by law. It is hereby further resolved that this process and schedule is necessary to avoid the undue burden on the board, the citizens in Subdistrict 10, the taxpayers in the Papio River Natural Resource District, and the process provides time for public notice and of the vacancy, time for applications from interested persons to fill the vacancy, and will avoid the undue burden and expense of holding special board meetings just days prior to the next regular board meeting on September 12th, 2024.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
I made the motion and then
Chairman second. McCormick made the motion.
Now we just have a roll call. There's no discussion.
You can open up for discussion.
When did we receive the notice? Isn't August 1st a date of importance by statute?
It was effective the 5th. Yeah. We received it after, yeah.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jones.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Other items to report on, I appreciate your fellow directors' support, allowing me to be chairman. I'll figure it out sooner or later. I'd like to thank Director Stupinski for his wonderful service. He was a great asset to this board. Sorry to see him go. Everyone's been affected by this last storm and the four preceding storms, and I know there's 100 areas from the flooding that the NRD has addressed and is addressing and seeking funds for repairs along the watershed. It's probably some more to do with the windstorms and trees and tree removal that'll come as we decide or determine what the cause of those or the extent of those are. That's all I have. General Manager's Report,
thank
item
you,
14, John
thank
Winkler.
Thank you. Information education highlights. The education team recently visited South Sioux City Library, where 70 kids learned about terrestrial animals. This summer, our education team has presented to 8 different libraries throughout the district. Personnel miscellaneous items. After 2 decades in the making, the Papio NRD and other local government agencies and recreation enthusiasts celebrated the grand opening of the Platte River Trail Bridge on August 3rd. The project provides greater safety for those who use the bridge and increased recreation opportunities for all users. This trail connects Sarpy and Cass along the Highway 34, Highway 75 bridge. Thanks to Director Bradley, Thompson, Bennett, Japp, and Davidson, who attended the ceremony. It's on Saturday. A great turnout. I was a little warm, but It was definitely great to see all the enthusiast bikers and everything. I did want to make a note. So Martin Cleveland, we talk about career projects. We received a letter from the Corps of Engineers officially handing over the ownership and operation maintenance of the Western Sarpy Clear Creek Levee after 31 years in the process of planning, design, construction, and now the fund. Just one project, 31 years. So congratulations, Martin. I never thought we'd see that letter, but that's what you get when you deal with the federal government. So obviously a great project that provides a lot of flood protection, but it just took a long time to get it done. Current and ongoing projects with the district legal counsel is attached, as well as the Papillion Creek Partnership. A meeting was canceled July 25th. The next scheduled meeting is August 22nd. And then the Southern Sarpy Watershed Partnership did not meet in July, and they will meet on August 1st, and their minutes are included. So that concludes my report.
I have one question.
Yes.
One of the things you mentioned, our building contract, what is that about exactly? On this back page. Well, maybe it's not part of your report. Current ongoing projects.
Second, the bottom one. That page right there, John. That, go back one. Go back.
Go back this one?
No, the other way, other way. The second one from the bottom. Second one from the bottom.
Oh, real estate. Blair Building, what's the build, Blair Building contract, Justin?
We're getting ready to advertise again for that.
Oh, that's right.
We advertised in the spring, we got no bids, so we're gonna advertise again this fall.
Right.
Hopefully with the construction market the way it is, we'll hopefully get some.
Would it write next, west of the?
Yes, that was the.
Right, I didn't know what this building.
That was the building contract. So we, yeah, so it's just that we advertised, received zero bids, and so we just said we'll hold off and advertise for it and see if we get more interest now, so.
That's coming up very soon.
Yeah, in the fall, yeah. And hopefully the way, what we're hearing is we'll get more contractors interested.
I think we're gonna go down to the Ag Expo, talk to a lot of the contractors down there and kinda put some dealers out and probably advertise in October.
Thank you.
All right, informational items, we have future meetings, September 2nd is the, we're closed for Labor Day. September 7th is World of Water, noon at 4:00 PM at Chalco Hills Recreation Area. September 10th, Papio NRD Subcommittee Meetings at 4:00 PM right here at the NRC. September 12th, the Papio Board Meeting at 4:00 PM again here. September 23rd through the 24th is the NARD Conference in Kearney, as John spoke of. Next meetings, next scheduled meeting for the Papio NRD Directors will be held September 12th at the NRC. And we are adjourned.